Hi there, it's Dan from Flexible, and today I want to talk to you about a database reactivation campaign we're doing using AI for a life insurance client. Let's dive in. Okay, so this one is really off the cuff. In fact, all of my videos are off the cuff, believe it or not. My videographers and team think I should be more organized than I should be. But anyway, today I'm going to talk about what we're doing for a client that we've just landed, and what it looks like commercially, how we're going to do it, and what we're kind of expecting to see. It's going to be probably a 2 or 3 part video series on YouTube, which we'll release, which will show you, you know, the initial thoughts, what happens when we go live, the results we got, and then a kind of conclusion based on how things have gone. Okay, so what we've got is a client that's willing to split 50% of the profits with us. So for any lead that we convert from life insurance over to health insurance, which are kind of related offers, right, there's a commission to be split, and we'll take 50% of that amount. There's no setup costs. They can stop at any time, and there's no commitment. All right. They've got, I think it's 13,000 leads on their database for this particular product, but they've also got another 280,000 leads for kind of a related product as well. So the first thing that I would recommend is when you're starting out with a client like this, that's big and obviously has generated a lot of leads for their business, is to always start with a test. Okay. You don't want to be over-promising. You don't want to try and tell them that they're just going to make a ton of sales and then fall flat on your face. They might be a bad client to work with. They might not give you access to their CRM. They might just be a nightmare, okay? So you want to start with a small test and a small segment. And I always like to do it on a pure performance basis because I know that I'm good at what I do. I know my team's good at what we do. Jamie Woods, Mr. AI himself, is going to be building this Android for us. So I know what we're doing is cutting edge and really, really good. Okay. So I trust myself, which is why I make an offer where I say, hand over your database. We'll work it. We'll do all of the work. We'll cover all of the costs of the SMSs and anything that goes with it. And you can just take 50% of all of the sales that you weren't going to have before, by the way, and we'll take the other 50%. And they're like, where do we sign? Okay. Database reactivation has been around for a long time. But the thing is, now we have AI to be able to help us, which means that a lot of that manpower that we used to need is now being taken away. So where you might just have one kind of campaign per week or whatever that is, you can now start running 6, 7, 8 because it's just the same thing over and over again. It's rinse and repeat, okay? You know, that's the first thing. Run a test and also use AI as your hook to start landing these clients, okay, which is what we did for this life insurance company. Once I've explained that, we can move on to how we do it, all right? And I'm not the tech person, so I'm not going to tell you how we kind of built it or what it looks like technically and how it ties in with AI and Zapier and all that stuff. But what I do know and what I'm good at is actually coming up with the kind of hook or the first message to get that response. And the good thing is that you can do this yourself as well, and it's not rocket science, okay? And I always started with the 9-word email. I think it's Dean Jackson. So for life insurance, if you took it word for word, it would still be, hey, Dan, are you still looking for life insurance? ? Okay. But the thing is here that we're moving people from life insurance over to health insurance. Okay. So we need to think about what that message might be. And we know that they inquired through the website via life insurance. And I'm not going to reveal what our hand raiser here is right now, but we want to be able to remind them about the brand and they inquired through the website for life insurance. And then we want to transition them across to the next one and the next offer, which is health insurance. And by the way, we can do this over and over again for many, 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 many different offers. Okay. This is just the first test. All right. And we want to get them to come back. We always ask a binary question. You might have heard of me talk about that before, a kind of yes, no, or a black, white, or, you know, whatever that thing is, whether you're a smoker or a non-smoker, or whether you're a homeowner or not a homeowner, okay? Depending on what your offer is and what's close to the criteria that you want to send your clients is the question that you ask. So you want a binary question and you want them to get back with an answer. And once that happens, once that first SMS or email is sent out and they get back with that answer, we expect roughly 20% of the people to respond, okay? So if you're looking at, let's just call it 15,000 leads for ease, if you're sending out to 15,000 people, then you're going to get 3,000 conversations happening. Imagine if you had a salesperson or someone that was on the back of this trying to talk to 3,000 leads at a time. It would just be an absolute nightmare. But what happens now is when they get back with that keyword, we're able to work our magic and then ask AI to be able to qualify these people out within set criteria. So if they're interested in health insurance, then I'm not sure what the criteria is. I need to double check, but it could be that if they've got a family or they're single, if they are a smoker, what their date of birth is, and what their address is, or, you know, whatever that is, okay? So we can program our AI bot to be able to ask all of those questions before they become a lead, okay, that we're happy to send over to the client. So what we've got now is a hand raise SMS, which gets a response. We've got qualification happening. And then what we want to do is move them over to the client. But if you're in the B2C lead gen industry and you're in something like life insurance, they just don't do it with appointments. Okay. It's not like Solar or something like that. Even though Solar is similar, if they've got a big sales team, they just want to get on the phone with these people as quick as they can and start answering, and start closing. Okay. So you want to ask the lead whether they want to call back now. And if they say yes, then you're able to tag that and get it webhooked straight across to the top of the pecking order for the sales team, and they'll just pick up the phone and call them straight away, okay? Or you can ask if they want a preferred callback time, and the same thing happens. There's no kind of Calendly link or stuff that we're used to as internet marketers, okay? It's just going straight through to the dialer. These people are calling them straight away and closing them. And the beauty is that these leads are going to be better qualified than the ones that they're working from cold leads from Facebook ads or Google ads or whatever, because they've already inquired. They've been warmed up by the Android, our sales bot. We call it an Android, but it's an AI bot. And then they're being sent through to the client for closing, okay? So it's very interesting, very clever, and very exciting for me, because I just know if we trust what we do and we're able to make offers to clients where they've got nothing to lose, it's all over. You know, it's really exciting. So what are we expecting from this? Because the SMS, I think, goes out tomorrow or Thursday, the first one. I can't wait to see what happens. But if we get 3,000 replies, I would expect hopefully 5% of those to turn into a sale. So that's 150 sales. 5% of 3,000 is 150. And I'm not going to share the commission that we're making in each one. Let's just say that if it works the way it does, it'll probably cover a person's salary, a full-time annual salary for someone that's quite well off in middle class UK or America. You know, it's going to be that profitable, okay? So it's pretty exciting. And I can't wait to get started. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I would say. Oh yeah, before we set the bot going live on this, we want to do some manual stuff first. So maybe just 100 SMSs, see how responsive they are, see if the hand raiser works, maybe try another 100 with a different hand raiser and just see how things going, okay? Because we could easily move some conversations over to sales, just ourselves in high level or whatever, to be able to just move them over manually ourselves. I'm losing my train of thought here, but you know what I mean anyway, okay? So I hope you understand what we're doing. There's going to be a second and probably third video based on the results that we've got from this experiment. I hope you can follow along. Please subscribe to our channel if you do want to follow along, because you'll be notified when the next video comes out. Please ask away if any questions you've got in the description box. And finally, give us a thumbs up and a like so we know to create more videos like this. I'll speak to you soon.